Well, we are now joined by a very special guest on the line, and that is none other than former NFL head coach Brad Childress. He worked with Pat Shurmur with two different teams. He was with him in Philadelphia from 1999 to 2005. He was also with him in Cleveland for a season as his offensive coordinator in 2012. Brad Childress now on the line. Brad, Lance Meadow, Paul DeTito with you here on Giants.com, Big Blue Kickoff Live. Greatly appreciate the time. How's everything?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Very well, Coach. Let's start with your experience. You've been around Pat Shurmur for the majority of your career. What are the Giants getting in Pat Shurmur specifically as a head coach?
Well, I'll tell you the first thing is you're getting a great individual, great human being, great family guy. I know him from that standpoint. And then as a football guy, he was coaching tight ends when we started in the bowels of Veterans Stadium there in Philadelphia. He moved up to quarterbacks when I became the coordinator and then moved on to St. Louis. But he's had quite a hand in a number of quarterbacks, and I look at the jobs he did in the last couple of years at Minnesota. You talk about being able to innovate and adjust. That's one of the great things that Pat will be able to do, see what somebody does well and then accentuate it.
You know, let me ask you this, Brad. He was an offensive lineman primarily at Michigan State when he was in college, and yet has become a quarterback guru of sorts, if you will, throughout his career in the NFL. What is it that he looks for in a quarterback, and what is it that he is able to mold? As you said, he adjusts well to make him such a good quarterback coach, so to speak. Again, even though I know he's had a different variety of roles since he's been in the league.
Yeah, I think it's just what you said, the variety of roles. You know, quarterback's one of those roles, but you have to understand how the other positions operate and what their issues are and what their problems are so that you're able to demonstrate those to the quarterback and help him understand. And then as a quarterback guy, there's a lot of different styles, but most of all, you have to be credible as a teacher. I think Pat gets it. I think he's seen enough of what NFL teams do. He's probably got books on coordinators, but he knows how to attack defenses, and he knows he has the ability to be able to teach the guys that are in his classroom. And then he's got the ability to listen as well, because when you get veteran quarterbacks, particularly, and I'm thinking of Eli in the instance with the Giants, those guys have been through a couple different systems. They have concepts. They've been named different things. I know in our experience here with Alex Smith, they're going to tell you what they're comfortable with. They're going to tell you what they're not comfortable with. And then being able to, like I said, innovate and adjust the scheme that you are going to install.
Let me follow up on that one, Brad. The Giants have Eli Manning here. It's apparent from everything that's been said to this point over the last several weeks that Eli will be the quarterback going forward in 2018. The Giants are a pocket passer kind of team. They've long talked about having more balance and a better running game and a stronger offensive line. But in recent years when Ben McAdoo was here, they showed a lot of tendencies of passing the ball more and doing more of the West Coast style principles. What do you think, from Shurmur's experiences in the league, he will do to morph his system or his fingerprint onto what the Giants are going to try to do?
Well, I think, first of all, it'll take him and Dave sitting down and looking what they in fact have. You know, you may want to be a 60-40 pass-to-run team, but I always think it's important. I think Pat will do a great job of this, coming in and saying, hey, this is what we are right now, particularly taking an inventory when you finish training camp and you start into the season. Who are we? It may not be who you in fact want to be, but I think it's important to realize who you are. And it doesn't mean you stop trying to get where you want to go. It just really is about the people you have, the personnel you have, and what they do and what they do best.
Paul brought up Ben McAdoo and the fact that the Giants have been operating pretty much under an offensive scheme, Brad, that has had some West Coast principles. You know, you and Pat Shurmur both come from under Andy Reid, who also has some West Coast principles. I'm curious, how do you feel Pat Shurmur's offensive philosophy has evolved? And you could throw in even your own personal experience since the both of you have worked under Andy Reid.
Well, what I think is great is that when he was at Minnesota with North Turner, he's a three-digit guy, and there's There's about three different kinds of, maybe four now, with the advent of what Chip Kelly brought to the league. But there's three or four different kinds of offenses. There's that three-digit system that Ernie Zampezi started, and a guy like North Turner carried on, and there's two or three, four teams that are doing that. There's West Coast offense. There's what Ron Earhart did years ago, mm-hmm. and New England still runs back there. And then, as I mentioned, the Chip Kelly thing. But when you say West Coast, boy, that's such a big blanket. That's like somebody saying somebody's a Tampa 2 team, when, in fact, people that are Tampa 2 teams only play Tampa 2 a third of the game, and the rest of the time is with one high safety, either man or zone. I think what Pat's done is he's changed up some of the run game. You've seen the Mike Shanahan's changed the run game. The John Gruden's have changed the run game. But a lot of the same passing principles. And I think the best thing that we all do is when we see schemes that somebody else is running and it fits what we're doing, we steal that equation and we make it our own, and if you will, and then kind of refine it with what we're doing.
If I can, Brad, let me ask you about Pat the Man just a little bit here, because everybody knows that the chemistry in a locker room is very important. You've got so many different kinds of personalities. Some coaches will tell you, well, we got to treat everybody the same. Others will say, well, there are some guys you have to know how to push their buttons as opposed to the guy next to them, and those buttons can be a little bit different. The Giants certainly have some personalities in their locker room, especially a guy like Odell Beckham Jr. How will Pat kind of mesh into that locker room and handle the different styles of folks that he's going to have to deal with in New York, which, as you know, this is a mega media market now. This is about as bright a spotlight as you can get.
No, I get it, and that's why Pat's a great hire, is because he's wired. You know, when we talk about quarterbacks, we talk about we like flat line guys, and I'm not talking about flat line on in a hospital. I'm talking about flat line that are never too high and never too low, you know, and that's Pat. I mean, he's going to take it all in stride. He has spent those years in Philadelphia, which I think is probably thickened his skin a little bit in terms of the media and the fans. But he's always going to be level-headed, and I've always appreciated that about him. You know, he's not going to rant, rave, stew. He's going to figure out what his problem is and go about solving it.
Talking with Brad Childress, former NFL head coach. He worked with Pat Shurmur in Philadelphia as well as in Cleveland, where he served as his offensive coordinator in 2012. On the subject of personality, Brad, you know, you've been a head coach. Pat Shurmur's been a head coach. I'm sure as you move along throughout the course of your careers, you always learn something from your previous stints. What do you think Pat took away from his experience in Cleveland, which was his previous stint as a head coach?
Well, you know, I don't know if Cleveland's a great example. Randy Lerner was the owner when he started. Before we went to the field the first day that I was there in the second year. Before we went to the field in 2 days, we had a meeting, which I thought was kind of strange, about 10 minutes before we went to practice, because we had met the night before. And Pat said, look, I want you to hear it from me first. Randy sold the team to Jimmy Haslam, and Jimmy and his dad are going to be here at practice today. So what has he learned? He's learned that things can vacillate at any given moment, and right up to kickoff or right up to the time that you're getting to prepare for a season. I think what's great there is that, you have the established ownership, and I, as many, have a lot of respect for the mayor and the Tisch family and what they've accomplished over the years, and I just think Pat will blend in and be a perfect giant in that organization.
I've got a really hit in the heart kind of question here, Brad, because so many head coaches call their own plays, even if they have offensive coordinators. Others allow the OC to call their plays and maybe just get in the headset. I know that Pat called his own plays in Cleveland the first year. When you came in, I'm not sure if that changed in 2012. Could you describe how the mechanics worked with him, and what would you expect him to do now that he's with the Giants?
Yeah, well, he's going to know the system the best. He's going to, you know, it's got to be able to fall off the play caller's lips. So if it's somebody else's stuff, that's a little bit different till you've been ingrained in it for a year or a couple of years. I don't know what his plan is there. I know that he'll be collaborative in the work. And, you know, if it's anything like it was in Cleveland with us, I'd call the plays. He could make a suggestion. You'd always acquiesce to somebody. They got the 51%. But those guys are, even when I was back in Wisconsin with Barry Alvarez, those guys are looking at the game from a different light as you're calling it. They're looking at different spots. You may have your head down on the sheet, and they may say, hey, let's go after this right corner. He's really struggling out here. So I think he's going to keep his eyes on all of it. But, again, it probably remains to be seen whether he's going to call it or somebody else is going to call it. He's certainly going to have the best grasp of what they're doing.
Brett, well, you mentioned the collaboration, which obviously is a big part of having success on offense. And the Giants in their previous regime, you know, with Ben McAdoo, he started off as the play caller. Mike Sullivan took over. In your opinion, from all of your experience, what are the challenges when a head coach also serves simultaneously as the play caller during the course of a game?
Well, it's interesting you say that because I've had the discussion with Andy Reid many times, and you miss a lot with your head down on the play sheet. So whether it's the flow or the tempo of the game, whether it's somebody telling you, hey, you got to challenge this because your eyes weren't up, or hey, we need a timeout here, that's the difference. When you're not the play caller, you're taking the whole game in overall. You've got a great feel for the flow of what's going on overall, as opposed to setting something up by looking at a call on your sheet that you're going to call three plays from then with something that you're going to call right then.
You know, when you talk about Pat, it's obvious, Brad. I mean, you've known him for so long. You know all the in and outs about him. How long do you think it's going to take him to acclimate himself to the Giants? I mean, he knew the division from being in Philadelphia for so many years. We all know that there's a Northeast mentality. At least we in the Northeast think there is one. Maybe other people don't. But we do think there's a certain style of a guy who is able to make it here. Sinatra, right? Make it here, make it anywhere. Is there going to be a lot of pressure on him? Will he feel that at all?
Yeah, I don't think he'll feel it. I mean, like, as I mentioned, our time in Philadelphia was eye-opening for all of us, you know, as we walked in. I can remember a first dinner where he and I and Andy were sitting at dinner in Philadelphia, and the table next door happened to recognize Andy, and they said, let's give him a great Philadelphia welcome. And they all stood up and booed in the restaurant. And so he gets it. He gets the East Coast. He gets the Giants fans are passionate. As he's mentioned before, that ride up the turnpike that we took every year, and the crazy fans as we drove in, he knows what the Meadowlands looks like, and he knows what the mentality is. So I don't think there'll be any ramping up to speed. He knows what he's getting into. It's way different than what Minnesota provided him.
Talking with Brad Childress, former NFL head coach, worked with Pat Shurmur in Philadelphia and Cleveland, was his OC in 2012. And related to that subject, Brad, the fact that Pat Shurmur is coming from an NFC team and he is familiar with the NFC East, you alluded to this earlier when you talked about he's going to have to come in, assess this Giants roster. He and Dave Gettleman are going to go back and forth in terms of what they are working with. You went from Philadelphia to Minnesota, so you also made the move within the NFC. How much does that help you when you have familiarity of the conference, and maybe you even have familiarity of the Giants roster before you even come in and take over as head coach?
Well, I would say that he's probably done just a little bit of study on the Giants roster. I know they played up until last weekend, but usually you have an agent that's keeping you apprised of what's going on out there, and he'll have some familiarity. He's not that far removed, having been there with Chip Kelly a couple, 3 years ago. But rosters change so fast. What he'll have a feel for is the veteran personnel. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's probably been to a Pro Bowl with Eli and all the Pro Bowls we went to when we didn't win the NFC Championship. So he'll have a pretty good idea of guys. And, you know, it's amazing how guys – jump from one team to another, or you evaluated when they were coming out of college. You know something usually about almost everybody on that roster, how they were acquired, where you had them graded on your board, how you felt about them. So he'll have a pretty good understanding. And then there's other guys he's going to have to roll up his sleeves and go to work on and try to figure out what kind of players they are, in fact.
Brad, final question for me. Every coach, every GM who has a team under his watch will tell you about the kind of player that's his kind of player. For example, Dave Gettleman, when he came back to the Giants just a short time ago as the GM, said, I don't want guys who want to win. I want guys who hate to lose. What kind of player is a Pat Shurmur player?
You know, I think that's a pretty good description. You know, as long as we've been in this business, we dreaded losing, and we'd do anything not to lose. Because, you know, in this business, the highs aren't as high as the lows are low. So you try to put yourself in that position where, you know, that's a dreaded thing to have to come in on a Monday morning, whether it's in Philadelphia or Minnesota or Cleveland or wherever you've been. You do anything to avoid that. And so you kind of pour yourself into a game plan every week, and you give it all in those 16 times just to have a chance to go to the postseason. So I think he's going to want guys that hate to lose. And you can say, well, geez, does that mean he wants cheaters, guys that will do anything to win? No, but he's going to want guys that take it right to the line. I mean, that use all their faculties that they have to try to win a football game.
Brad, before we let you go, and we certainly appreciate all the time and the insight, Pat Shurmur's coming into a team that had a rough go, missed out on the playoffs. It's always a challenge, as you alluded to, when you take over a franchise. What is priority number one for somebody like Pat Shurmur when he comes in and he's now going to be working with a new GM like Dave Gettleman? You know, when you put together a list of priorities and things you need to tackle in the early stages as a head coach, how does he go about that in the early on, period?
Yeah, well, I'd say this, Lance. The number one thing as an offensive head coach that he's going to need to find is a defensive coordinator. And I know there's been different names batting about. I don't know anything about what's going on out there, but that's what you do. You try to find a guy. I found Mike Tomlin when I went to Minnesota. He was my guy, albeit for 1 year. But when you're an offensive guy, just go back to us in Philadelphia. Andy Reid hired Jim Johnson because he'd gone against him before. He hated playing against his defense. It created problems for him, and he was able to turn over that room to that defensive coordinator and never even look at it. Did him and Jim talk and communicate? Absolutely. But as an offensive head coach, you got to find that guy. And then I think the next thing is finding an offensive line coach and then a good secondary coach, and you're on your way.
Brad Childress, former NFL head coach. He worked with Pat Shurmur in Philadelphia and Cleveland. Kind enough to give us a few minutes and provide some great insight. Brad, once again, thanks so much for the time. We look forward to interacting with you in the future, and best of luck moving forward.
Appreciate it, Brad.
Good talking to you, man.
Absolutely.